Let's go ahead and have you state your name and title for the record, please.
Rebecca Barsh, Vice President of Financial Planning.
All right, fantastic. Okay, so today we are talking about financial anxiety. And according to this release that we received, it touches a lot of people. About 85% of Americans feel some type of financial anxiety, with 7 in 10 people saying that it affects their moods, and 61% say it's impacting their home life. So can you give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what causes financial anxiety?
Right, and when we saw that result, 85% of the Americans that we surveyed experiencing financial anxiety, that's not great news, but maybe even worse than that is that 36% of them say it's gone up in the last 3 years versus only 14% who say that it has gone down. So this is a worsening situation, and as we thought about what might be contributing to that, we're really facing, as Americans, the perfect storm in the financial arena. And part of it is the shift in responsibility for funding our own retirements from the backs of employers and Social Security, which, you know, did the majority of the funding for previous generations, onto our own shoulders now and our own responsibility for saving over the course of our working years to be able to provide the kind of lifestyle that we want in retirement. And then secondly, our increasing longevity as Americans. So men and women living significantly longer, meaning that the money that we need to save needs to fund an ever-growing retirement. So we now need to figure out how to work for 30, 40, 45 years and maybe even fund that long of a retirement. And that's just a very different situation than those generations that came before us were in. And then add on top of that the ever-growing cost of college education and the desire of many Americans to help to fund their children's education and really trying to figure out, is my next best dollar that I put away, should that help pay down the tuition so that my children come out of college without debt, or should I be worrying about my own financial future? And all of that comes together to cause a perfect storm. And just even as of this last week, when we have volatility in the world markets like we saw following Brexit, I think that makes it even worse. So no surprise that 85% of Americans are really feeling that anxiety.
Now, would you say men or women feel this anxiety more?
So interesting you asked that. When we went into this research, we were taking some bets behind the scenes on what results we might see. And in fact, women are a little more anxious, but it's pretty universal. So 82% of men say that they feel some level of financial anxiety, and 87% of women. And I actually think that's a healthy sign. So in relationships, marriages or other partnerships, it's really important that both partners are engaged in financial planning and thinking together, sharing what their goals are. We each come to the table, given our own experiences with our own families, with different attitudes about money. And when we sit down with a good financial advisor, part of what he or she will do is to help us to sort through our attitudes about money and what's important to us and figure out how as a family we can walk down a strong financial path together.
Comparing different generations, do you believe, and you talked about college debt, which I think kind of goes into this with the different generations, would you say baby boomers feel better about their financial status compared to millennials? Because you talked about the college debt and how from one side of the coin, people might be saying how they can fund their children's college, but as a millennial, as that in that generation myself, my worry is my own education and knowing how much it costs me. So being the one to have to fund your own education or take out loans and be racked with an average of, I think it's about $35,000 in debt. How would you say that compares between millennials and baby boomers?
Right, so you're hitting on an interesting point, which is that each of those generations, surprisingly, feels a high level of financial anxiety, but it's for different reasons. So the boomers are feeling a lot of anxiety about needing to fund their own retirement. millennials are feeling financial anxiety sometimes because of that significant debt that they're carrying as they head into college and come out on the other end, but also because they watched their parents go through such economic turmoil. So the economy was weak for parts of their childhood. Maybe their parents were in situations where they were laid off or they had friends or family members who were, and they're seeing their own parents struggle with maybe coming in and out of retirement to try to keep that income coming in the door. So a lot going on with millennials, making them more aware than we have seen previous young generations be. Now, that only is going to be helpful for millennials if they take the first step and actually get a financial plan. And it is never too early to get a good comprehensive financial plan. In fact, the earlier that we start, the better it's going to pay off in the end. So individuals who are coming out of college and getting their first job, great time to sit down with a financial advisor and really begin to plan for the future, as well as baby boomers. So one question we get asked a lot is it too late? And the answer to that question is no. Time spent today figuring out what our financial circumstances are and what we can do to improve it is better than putting it off for another year.
In the beginning, we mentioned the statistics on how financial anxiety affects home life and health. 7 in 10 say that it affects their moods, and 61% say it impacts their home life. I read somewhere, I don't remember where it said an extra $300 a month would save a large portion of marriages. And I just think that that's an amazing number, just because it doesn't seem like very much, but just knowing what it could do for those families who are feeling that anxiety. So what would you say are some of the ways that it does affect your health and happiness and career?
So part of that has to do with the different attitudes that people have about money. So if you've got a spender and a saver making a life together, that can cause some stress. And that's why really having an agreed-upon plan and a budget for how money will flow in and out of the household helps to reduce some of that tension and stress and hopefully avoid the end of a marriage or a relationship.
Now, you touched on the retirement. The next question that I have here is unexpected costs, unexpected things that come up that people might not have in their savings. So talking about health and medical issues, how well prepared would you say Americans are for dealing with unexpected medical costs?
Yeah, and the answer to that, unfortunately, is not very. So for the second year in a row, healthcare costs were really at the top of the list in terms of impeding financial security in retirement. So that was even more than market volatility, that our respondents said healthcare, they feel, is getting in the way. And that makes sense, because if you have an unplanned for significant medical expense, that can really derail the amount of money that you were counting on to continue to grow over the course of your retirement and fund your income. And that ties into really Americans' the biggest fear that we have around finances, which is what's those unplanned things that pop up. So we do a lot of talk about retirement, and Americans hear about that. They know about college education. They know about retirement. Many increasingly are even knowing about the importance of having at least a small emergency fund, but those things that come around the corner that weren't in our line of sight seem to be what are keeping people up at night.
Now, talking about that, last question here. Knowing that so many people face financial anxiety and that it affects their moods, it affects their home life, it affects their marriages, and it just gets to that point where, homes are broken because of money, because of something that can be fixed. What advice do you have for people who are facing this financial anxiety or don't want to wake up to the reality of their finances? What can they do?
My advice would be to just take the very first step. So if you think about this as somebody who's struggling with a medical issue, I had a grandmother who would always say, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't know what he'll tell me. And we would laugh about that, but this is very much the same circumstance with finances. So sometimes people don't want to face or have the transparency into what the situation is. However, that's the actual step that will help them eventually feel better about it. So finding a financial advisor that you can trust and sitting down and really being transparent and honest about what's important to you in terms of your financial life and your retirement goals, et cetera, and what you've done so far. Some people are embarrassed about the steps that they have or haven't taken, and you really need to put that aside and just be honest and open and begin to lay that path for the future. But this is a complex issue. I think a lot of Americans feel like they should be able to do this on their own. The financial marketplace has become complex enough with things we talked about earlier with the perfect storm and healthcare, et cetera, that it helps to have a professional guide who does this for a living to really walk us down the path.
Absolutely. Now, I don't see any information on here, but if our listeners want to learn a little bit more about maybe financial anxiety or financial planning, do you have any resources where they can go to find more information?
Absolutely. So there's more information available on this research and on steps to take to address financial anxiety on our website, northwesternmutual.com.
All right. Well, I think that's everything I had for you today, unless there's something you want to add that I didn't touch on.
The only thing I would say is, as we think about our financial futures, it's a little bit like thinking about planning for a vacation. We spend lots of time planning for what could be a two-week vacation and comparatively little time planning for a 30-year retirement. And just thinking in terms of how much time should we invest on our financial future, knowing how critical it is to our happiness, our home life, our mood, our relationships, etc.
Very good way to look at that, actually. I just came back from vacation. I did spend a lot of time budgeting everything to make sure I had
it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for all the wonderful information. I think that's everything we had for you.
Great. Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.